Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. An event is coming up May 10th at the Chattanooga Library. This event is going to celebrate handcrafted, independently published magazines and books. The event is called Zine Fest. Mary Barnett joins us to talk about it. She's from the Chattanooga Public Library. And Aggie Toppins, she's an assistant professor of graphic design here at UTC, and she's very much involved with Zine Fest. Welcome to Around and About.
Thank you.
So, Mary, how are you involved with this? How is Aggie involved with this?
Aggie's has been the curator for the collection and the concept of bringing a zine library to the Chattanooga Public Library. It's a passion of hers, and she brought the idea to the leadership team at the Chattanooga Public Library and was willing to kind of put the word out there in her networks and with her students and with other makers around the region who are into zines. And she did the curating for what would be part of the permanent collection. And, you know, I'm just on the receiving end.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of helping in support of the event and in creating the space for the library on the fourth floor.
Mary, you actually work for the library, and Aggie, you're not actually a library employee. You're a graphic design professor here at UTC, but you're very much involved with this zine collection.
That's right. I work with him on collaborative projects like this.
So trying to define what a zine is, I think to explain exactly what it is, you have to kind of start with what it isn't. And it's not like somebody who self-publishes a novel, like, you know, Mike Miller writes the great American novel, but then nobody wants it. No publishers want it. So I wind up paying $1,000 to a vanity press to create a bunch of paperback copies. That's not zines at all. It seems like it's much more artistic. It's smaller. It's more do-it-yourself. Exactly what is a zine?
Well, to put it simply, a zine is a self-published book. And what you're describing might be part of a larger sphere of alternative publishing, which zines are a part of and related to these other kinds of vanity press projects, as you have called them. Zines take all kinds of shapes and forms. There are many topics and genres. But I think what's most important is that anyone can make a zine, and a zine can be about anything. The big difference between a zine and a mainstream magazine or a mainstream book is that there's no publishing company involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you see a zine, like, well, when you see a mainstream magazine, it's glossy, it's going to be sitting at a checkout counter at Walmart or at the bookstore or whatever, and it's something that's published every month. It's really obvious. It's very professional. A zine, it's going to look more like something somebody maybe created themselves with a photocopier at Kinko's or something like that.
That's right. Zines, they run the gamut in terms of their form. Sometimes they have this urgent aesthetic from the photocopier, which you've described, and that might be made by one person with nothing but a photocopier and a stapler. Sometimes zines look a little bit more more professional in terms of the production quality, but they're still only produced by a few people and relatively cheaply compared to a high-volume offset print job.
And zines, you can get them in bookstores. I understand you've produced a few zines that are available in a few bookstores around the country.
That's true. I have a line of zines called Octagon that I make, and I have a few other publishing projects outside of that. And they're sold at bookstores like Quimby's Books in Chicago, which is a pretty massive bookstore that is filled with zines and mini comics and independent books. Printed Matter in New York sells a couple of my books. And there's a place in Baltimore called Atomic Books that sells my work too. So these places exist in pockets all over the country.
It's weird. Like back in the 1990s, I remember really getting into punk rock for the first time and coming here to UTC, to the UTC library, and finding they actually had some books on the history of punk. And a lot of the books were really just reprints of stuff from zines. And I was really blown away by just like how weird and fun and funny a lot of these zines were. And they would do interviews with musicians, but the person doing the interview had no actual experience. And it seemed like it was a great time to create a zine, particularly in the 90s or in the 70s and the 80s, because, of course, back then you didn't have the web.
That's right. The 70s through the 90s, I think we think about punk zines and political zines being really active during that time period. It was so common to go to a record store and see just shelves of zines. Coffee shops had zines all over the place. And with the internet and especially the rise of the blog and social media, some zines kind of went to the blog world. And there's a good reason for that. Blogs had greater reach. They were cheaper. You could fix your mistakes. But I don't want to go so far as to say that we're having a resurgence of zines, because who knows? There's no way to really quantify such a world. But I'm definitely seeing a return to the materiality of zines. The web is still there, will always be there. But I'm seeing a lot more zines coming from artists and designers and engaging print for the printiness that it is, you know, for the paper materiality. But also to touch on something that you just mentioned about libraries having books of the history of punk, I'm seeing a lot of collections of zines now. There was recently published this year, Riot Girl zines were, all of them were assembled in one major publication. And that's interesting for me to see this official book, this mainstream book published of unofficial media. It's interesting.
Well, it seems like that is kind of what happens in culture in general. Something starts out as this really underground thing that's really personal for a small group of people, and then eventually it kind of, I don't know, becomes legitimate.
Yeah.
When people start studying it very seriously.
That is an absolute true phenomenon, for sure.
What makes a great zine? Because I have seen some that really look like it was something somebody scribbled with a crayon, and you're just like, what? And then some, you know, really look professional. What do you need to do to make a great zine?
Well, I think that's a really personal decision. Mm-hmm. What you decide makes a zine great. I sort of love the whole gamut. I love the most professional, artistic, inventive ones with, you know, silkscreen ink covers and interesting binding. And I also love the crayon scribbles, you know, made by just somebody who had something to say. I think there's beauty in all of that.
So the library has this collection of zines now. How many zines are actually in the library's collection?
Oh, my goodness. We've not finished counting. What's happened is there's been such a response to Aggie getting the word out that we've been the benefactor of being on the receiving end of all these donated zines from private collectors and galleries.
Some historically significant
yeah.
titles that we're really excited about.
Speaking to your interest in the 90s punk scene, like our collection includes all these awesome 90s punk zines, like hundreds of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So there's probably 100, 150 brand new curated ones from around the world intentionally purchased that Aggie selected, and then boxes and boxes and boxes of donated zines that we're still kind of rifling through and choosing which ones to kind of pull out and make available first.
And then every vendor that is coming to Zine Fest donated at least one of their titles to the collection. So I guess the safe thing to say is we have several hundred zines.
How are you going to catalog and organize them all? I mean, it just sounds like it'd be a massive task to do that.
It is a massive task. And
A
very exciting and challenging. And so what we've decided we're going to do is a little different off the normal library path, which is what the Chattanooga Public Library is kind of known for. Why stop with zines? So since there is so many to process, and they're kind of unusual because you can't just process them like normal books where digital copyrights are kind of built into your acquisitions. So it's a process of where we will have to find the author of these zines and ask them if we can scan a cover.
Oh, wow.
So that we can put it in our digital catalog so they're searchable. But what we're going to try to do, since there seems to be, for lack of a better word, resurgence of interest anyway, and as we're trying to cultivate this community around zines and this new collection in Chattanooga, is we're going to try to crowdsource some of that cataloging and, you know, try to make it fun around a series of events where we'll have a batch of zines that we have permission to scan and catalog, and we'll bring them to a public event or an event we host at the library and ask folks to sift through bins of zines, pick out some they want to read and write about, and ask the public that are interested in zines and passionate about it to delve into it with us. Read a zine, write a paragraph description that will go in a catalog. We might even put it on a wiki and have it exist sort of outside the official library catalog.
In the spirit of zine making, for sure.
Yeah,
very DIY. Yeah, so we're gonna have places to sign up for that kind of stuff at Zine Fest on Saturday, and then we'll send out word about where the first ones will take place. But we're really hoping that there'll be a good response to that, and we'll all just have a lot of fun reading and writing about zines.
And Zine Fest is May 10th, Saturday. What all is going to happen at Zine Fest? Vendors, what else?
Yeah, it's a great question. We will have up to 35 vendors that will be there selling their work. So people who are coming up to the fourth floor that day can bring some cash and they can buy some zines. or trade zines if the vendor's interested in that. There will be a few different zine-making stations, so you'll get a chance to make several different kinds of zines if you should want to. There is the zine library available, so you can read the zines that we have in our collection, at least that first batch that we're able to get out there. There will be a small zine exhibition and some readings. So people will, we're calling it zine karaoke.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is there a website or anything?
We do have a social media presence. There's a Tumblr right now, which I believe is just chattanoogazinefest.tumblr.com. There's a Twitter feed and a Facebook page.
Great. Well, thank you both so much. We're just about out of time. Is there anything else you want to say?
Come to Zine Fest.
Make zines.
Thank you.
Thank you.